Good morning, it's 8:31. This is FM 95.7 KQWC Webster City on this Monday morning, and time for our Community Corner Show. Well, for over many, many years, Kendall Young Library has offered the best when it comes to reading and programs and so forth for young and old alike. In the springtime will be a very busy time, and joining us in the studios representing Kendall Young Library, we have Anne McLaughlin from The Friends. We also have Molly Gallantine, also Terry Cornett. Ladies, welcome to KQWC this Monday morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Good morning. Yeah.
Well, you called me up a few weeks ago, Anne, about some big doings coming up at the library, and we do have this Friends book sale that's coming up very, very soon.
That's correct, Pat. The spring 2023 book sale is coming up at the end of April, Thursday, April 22nd, Friday, April 21st, and Saturday, April 22nd. So Thursday is 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and that is a $5 entry fee. Or if you're a lifetime member of Friends of the Library, you can get in for free. Friday is 10 to 5:30, and Saturday is 10 to 12. And those are free to anyone in the public, lifetime member or not. I think it's the paperback books are 50 cents, hardback books are $1. Saturday, it's bring a bag, a box, a container, and take whatever you want for a donation to Friends of the Library. And we are also accepting book donations right now. We would like some gently used, not grody, that's a very technical library term, grody, books. We want the ones that you've read, not the ones that have been sitting in your basement. We do not accept encyclopedias, textbooks, things like that, but bring us your hardback books, your paperback books, your kids' books. We really will take just all of those.
The reason why you say encyclopedias is because a lot of those are outdated by now.
Oh, yes.
Are they still doing encyclopedias in 2023?
My encyclopedia is Google now, so I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure if they do.
I don't think so. Because we have Wikipedia, and that's, I guess, I hate to just say it because they probably put the World Book out of business.
Yeah.
Yes, that's changing times, because the encyclopedias were big stuff.
It is.
We were growing up back in the 1960s, 70s, but
yes.
Times have changed. So again, come join the staff at Kendall Young Library for the big book sale. That's coming up April 20th through 22nd. And do they still have the fall one, too?
Yes, we will still have the fall one.
Okay.
And that'll be sometime probably mid to late October. We haven't set a date for that one yet.
All right, mid to late October will be the one in the fall. But again, please help support the Kendall Young Library book sale, the spring edition, coming up April 20th and through 22nd this year. Now, we were also talking, Anne, about another fundraiser for the library.
Yes. So on April 24th, which is the second day of National Library Week, the Friends of Kendall Young Library is hosting a whiskey and wine fundraiser at the new Wildcat Distilling Company. And for those of you who really liked the Chocolate Festival, this is going to be our fundraiser that's going to take the place of the Chocolate Festival. Exactly. Darn.
I was just snapping my fingers.
There was some snap. So the tickets for that are $50, and it's Monday, April 24th from 6 to 8 p.m., and that ticket cost includes one Wildcat specialty drink, which I understand they're kind of design one especially for this fundraiser with some sort of a library or book theme to it.
Hemingway special.
And then heavy hors d'oeuvres that are going to be catered by Briggs Woods Conference Center, and dessert goodies that are going to be made by some past Chocolate Festival winners. Nice. So we're bringing some of that in as well. So there will be tickets are limited to 60, and they're $50 a piece, like I said. And the things that the Friends of the Library does with this money is we are supporting the library in ways. So, and like I said, I have this written down, and I need to hold it out here. But we supply prizes and supplies for the juvenile and young adult programs, food and supplies for the teen lounge and other teen programs, family events, movie licensing, Spanish programs, and special projects. And we are also going to be assisting the library with some new digital marketing tools. So April 24th, Monday, 6 to 8 p.m., you can pick up your tickets at the library at the adult desk, and you can call in and pay by credit card, or you can come in, pay by credit card, cash, or check.
And is this for those over 21 years of age?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Just want to make sure because we don't want underage drinking, but this is for... It's going to have liquor and so forth.
Yes,
but
yes.
There it's will recommended for those for those 21 and over.
Correct, correct. And we'll have soft drinks and that as well. So
okay.
even if you don't like whiskey, they have wine, they have beer, but we'll also have soft drinks. So mm-hmm. you can come and help out friends at the library, even if you don't drink alcohol.
All right, so that's limited for those age 21 and over because there'll be some alcohol involved. But as you pointed out, you'll have soda and everything for the right. those in attendance.
Yes.
Yep. So what do you want to cover here next year?
Well, I'm passing it off to these guys now.
All right.
Okay, well, this is Terry. I can kind of go through April for the adult programming, kind of what we've got going on. We will be closed on Saturday in observance of the holiday coming up. So April 8th, we are closed. April 11th is our adult DIY, which is called a pressed flower mason jar or votive. And that is from 6 to 7:30. That's our adult program, so that's supposed to be for 18 and over. And that's in the meeting room at the library. April 14th, I'm very, very excited. It's our first KYL It's Puzzlin' puzzle competition. This is an adult program. We are doing 6th grade and up. They are considered adult patrons when they come up to 6th grade, so we're doing 6th grade and up. It's 4 persons per table. We are expecting one adult at least per table, so we want one adult per each table. You do have to call the library to make reservations for that. Molly, I don't know, did we get any? We had one.
We have 3 tables left.
Okay, so we have 3 tables left. Everybody gets the same puzzle. We are going from 6 to 9 o'clock. It is on a Friday evening. We will supply popcorn and water and would suggest if you'd like to bring some treats and some soft drinks for yourselves, go ahead and do that. We'll be locked in the library and see who can get the puzzle finished first, and they'll be the winner. If we don't have a winner and nobody completes the puzzle, what we do is count the pieces left and see who's got the most pieces put together, and then that would be the winner. So we're really, really excited about this. Call the library up at the 832-9100 number and set up, get your table set up. If you've got 2 right now, we may have a few people that don't have a table yet, and if you want some or another group to come with, so if you want to sign up and need a spot, we can maybe fill that in. So we're really, really excited about that, so call the library up about that. Of course, we've got the big book sale coming, the 20th through the 22nd. That kind of takes over the library for that week. And then April 25th, we started our adult book club back up. Very, very excited. We had it. Our last one was the 28th of March, and that was a book called Uwe, A Man Called Uwe, and that was wonderful. So our next one coming up is called The Midnight Library. We meet from 1 to 2, and that will be April 25th. If you would like to join us, please. We have books, and you can just come down to the adult checkout and check out that book. It doesn't cost you anything, and join us. It's a wonderful group, and I do bring treats and coffee. So last time I made some Persian cookies were quite interesting. We had a few people who liked them, but we had other things to eat to cover up the taste. So we will also, April 27th, be having Ben Hayes back from Spark Zone. He owns a computer place, Spark Zone, here in town. And we will be doing email basics. So come down if you've got any questions about email basics or any other questions really regarding the computer. We're looking for more subjects on that. So if you have something you're interested in, that is April 27th from 1:30 to 2:30 with Ben Hayes. And that is in the meeting room as well. Through April, National Library Week is April 23rd through the 29th. We're going to celebrate that all month long with an opportunity for some drawings. So at the adult and young adult checkout upstairs, once per day when you check out an item from the library, you can enter into our drawings. The young adults, there is a $10, I believe, is that correct? $10 Fort Frenzy card, and the adults is a $35 Quick Star gift card, And the children's department will be having drawings as well, so they'll have the same type of thing, and I think Molly maybe knows more about that. We are also hosting, or they're using our building, seniors and law enforcement together. SALT is meeting April 6th at 9 a.m. at the in the meeting room at the library.
And that should be a good program, too, because we have from the foundation board, who's been to Egypt recently.
Oh, right. Her name is Joyce.
Joyce Gelhaus.
Gelhaus, correct. I didn't know how to say her name. Joyce Gelhaus will be there. So I think that might be really interesting. So that'll be 9 o'clock on April 6th. So that's what
this coming Thursday.
Yeah, that's what we've got for April. I'll go ahead and let Molly cover anything for children.
Molly will put you to good use.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have we will continue to have the youth programs going on a weekly basis. We always have our Tuesdays have Teen Lounge and Wild Things, along with Fuzzy Ducklings on Wednesday. We have a Tween Time and a Hungry Caterpillars, which are all on Thursday. For the kids, the youth department, they are having the drawings downstairs, and I believe it's a Dairy Queen coupons for their National Library Week month we're celebrating.
So, if you have any questions at all, I was looking at our website before I got here this morning because I'm like, where can they find this? Everything is on there. I did want to mention that we have a new texting program so that if you wanted to get a text, the weather's bad, you're wondering if we're closed, a program got canceled or what's going on, we have a new texting app that you can, or it's not an app, but you can sign up for our texting program. What it is the number is 515-349-8444, and you text the word library, all in caps. And if you do that, you will get updates, not every moment, every day, every minute, but important updates that tells you about maybe cancellations or anything like that. So we would really like people to sign up for that. It might be a reminder, hey, don't forget, tonight's the big program, the book sales coming. It might be a few little things like that, but that's a new thing that I think everybody will enjoy. I will also mention with our new puzzling thing is we are now checking out puzzles, and it has been a fabulous. People have gotten so excited about this. We have tons of puzzles and games for the kids downstairs, but now the grown-ups and the young adults have the opportunity to check out the puzzles too. So we have those available. They check out for 3 weeks, and there's no renewals on them. But that's really a fun way. Nobody buys a puzzle and then does it two or three more times. So it's kind of a great thing.
Quite a popular pastime.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I will also mention that Molly and Nicole have been very, very busy. Our upstairs has changed quite a bit. Our periodicals, where our newspapers and magazines used to be, which were in the very far back behind the reference desk, have now moved to the very front of the building where the young adult section used to be. So if you come in the front door and you're coming up those stairs, you take a fast right and you're in the newspaper area. If you're looking for the teen area, that is now all the way back in the reference, behind the reference desk. And this isn't just for teens, but we've kind of changed it up a little bit. Molly's got Legos going all the time, all kinds of things. You don't have to just be there when the programs are going on. She's always got something going on up there. We've had a lot of controversy about this, people trying to find the right areas. So it's a big change when things have been a certain way for a long time. So that's kind of exciting that they've got a new area there, and we've got a new comfy space for the people to sit down and read newspapers and that sort of thing. So.
So basically, that's what we covered during April. Now, any other big things coming down the road for Candy Young Library?
Do you want to bring up the...
In May, we're going to start kicking off our summer reading. So we're just going to have like a little introduction to it on May 2nd, the Tuesday night. And it will be the family night kickoff, and it's going to be a STEAM carnival, science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And it's just going to have different stations for the kids and their families to come in and just hands-on activities and for the whole family. And that's going to be from 5 to 7 on that Tuesday, May 2nd. And then that area is going to be open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday afternoon so the kids can come in after school and continue to do the different activities.
And there will be snacks
yes.
there, too. I know she Good. Mentioned that. Yes. That's always a positive. Positive.
Can't forget
thing.
The food.
Yep. So that'll kind of hit off our summer reading programs, kind of just a little bang to get off on the summer reading program. So that'll be May 2nd. And then in May, again, we're going to do our adult DIY. It will be May 9th. We're going to do, we had by special request, when I did the Puzzle Mania type of thing, it's puzzling. We had a lot of younger people that really were interested in doing that, too. So in May, on May 12th, from 6 to 9, we're going to do a family puzzle night. So that will be geared towards families. And so then we'll have tables for each family group that wants to get together and sign up. And then we will have to have sign up for that as well. It'll be done the same way, same puzzle for the same amount of groups. We're thinking 10 groups may be big enough. So we have limited space if this is something you're interested in. So that will be May 12th from 6 to 9.
That's on a Friday night, I believe.
That is a Friday night again. I thought maybe an evening where the kids didn't have to get up and go back to school the next day would be a good idea.
So. And this is kind of replacing the family game night, because Kendall Young Library had this event for a number of years. They had all these games that were kind of big
yep.
in a way.
Yep, yep. And we did, you know, we did the family game night. I don't know how many years. I know I've been there over 8 years. We've done that quite often. We did see a little drop in attendance with that. So we've got the interactive movies now. We're doing bingo night. We're doing puzzle night. We're trying mm-hmm. to just maybe shake it up a little bit
sure.
and see what we've got going on. Everything's the family game night was a wonderful time. We had
yes,
a lot of people come and do that. So we're trying different things, seeing what works, what doesn't work. So and then I'll. For the pre-adults, we'll have the adult book club on May 16th. Haven't got the book yet, so that might be a surprise. May 23rd is adult bingo night, which will be from 6 to 7:30. So this would be the adults only 18 and over from 6 to 7:30 on May 23rd. We'll continue on May 25th with our computer safety program. We've decided to do a safety program quarterly with the computer with Ben Hayes, because that continuously is changing. Once we figure out a way to block the bad guys, they figure out a way to get in. So we're going to try to keep sticking with that for a while.
And Ben does a wonderful job.
He does. He does a great
Ben's
job.
Ben's excellent.
Yeah. And he is, again, if you have a subject or a question, that he's a great guy to talk to. I did bring this up the last time we were in here, but we do have our reference librarians that are available for smaller problems. They would like you to know your passwords, though.
Yeah.
If you come in with an email problem or trying to fix a problem and you don't know how to get into your Gmail or you don't know how to get into something, there's no way for them to know how to do that without your password. But we do have the tech one-on-one with appointments available on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays is 10 to 12. Thursdays is 4 to 6. You do have to call and set up an appointment with one of them. That's 515-832-9100. They may be able to help you with some smaller problems with your computers or new phones or anything like that. So we've got that. That's what's kind of coming up in May. I know that Molly has bingo, I think, going on the same day.
We'll do it during Teen Lounge, because it will be our last Teen Lounge of the school year.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring up our fifth graders to be with our older kids, because they transfer up as soon as summer begins.
Yeah.
Fifth graders will move their library cards up to the upstairs.
Yep.
And so we thought we'll have a bingo day on that day also.
So that'll be the last for this year of the after school programs. And they'll resume in September. But a fun summer ahead there.
Absolutely.
We do have a lot of things coming up. We'll have our normal programming for we'll have all kinds of little contests and little reading logs and all that sort of thing. We do have some things that I know that we have got coming up. We've got Scratch Curbside Cupcakes are coming June 5th. ISU Insect Zoo, The Songs of Bugs, is coming June 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
The pool party will be Thursday, June 13th. That was fabulous last year. We had everybody in the family come to the pool.
July 13th.
Oh, I'm sorry, July 13th. I was wondering about that when I looked at the date. I wrote these down quickly. Thank you. July 13th, it'll be a little warmer.
Yeah, it should be.
Foam Party. party is Thursday, July 20th. And all of these things are open to the whole family. We would love to see everybody out there participating in that and having a good time. Fun things to do through the summer, along with all the programs we'll have going on inside the building for every age group. We do have a author, Shelley Shepherd Gray, coming on October 12th. She's going to be doing five things I've learned from the Amish. And then also we have another author coming. Jocelyn Green is coming, and she is an Iowan Christian fiction author. She's coming November 9th, and her program will be Saviors, Soldiers, Spies, Women in the Civil War. So we have all kinds of things coming up. Summer, we don't have everything written down in stone yet, but it'll be crazy, lots and lots going on. Check out the website, kylib.org. Everything will be on there. We've got new databases that are on there. You go to the online learning, you go to the three bars up to the right on the Kendall Young Library site, and you will go in and see online learning. We now have consumer reports on there that you can look at. We have the Adventure Pass on there. We have so many things on there. So go to the KY Library site and see what else on there. If you have any questions, you can always call us, and we can answer those to walk you through any of those things.
And you're open today from 10 until 7, and then Tuesday also 10 until 7 o'clock.
Correct.
10 to 7.
10 to 6. 6 on Monday.
Oh, 10 to 6 on Monday. 10 to 6 on
Monday.
10 until 7 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Then
correct.
10 until 6 on Friday, with the exception of this Saturday, because it is the Easter weekend.
Correct.
But then normally every Saturday you're open from 10 until 5 o'clock, with the exception of this Saturday because of the Easter weekend.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then May we'll have also Saturday and Monday and Memorial Weekend will be closed those days as well. So just something to put.
Latter part of May.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else did we leave out here this morning?
I think we've covered it.
I think that's it. Yeah.
I'm sure there's more that we're doing at the library.
For sure.
However, I think we got the
Sarah.
Let's talk mainly one more time. We got the spring book sale coming up April 20th through 22nd.
Correct.
At Kendall Young Library. And then the special event to be held downtown at the
Wildcat
Distilling Company in Webster City. And that's from 6 until 8 p.m.
Yep.
Just to sample all the wonderful liquors and so forth. And again, this is limited to those age 21 over drinking age.
Correct.
So keep that in mind. They'll also have soda, too, for those who don't want
who are of age to drink but don't want to drink.
Yeah. So that's perfect.
All right.
So I think we've covered everything. But ladies, thank you so much. And let's do it again in June.
All right.
Okay. We will. Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Anne McLaughlin, Molly Gallantine, and Terry Cornett from Kendall Young Library and the Community Corner here on KQWC.